This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Macoupin County Fair Junior Livestock Auction was held Thursday evening, and the sale barn was full of support from local businesses and families. 40 youth from Macoupin County had animals up for bidding in the auction, and attendees had their choice of pigs, steers, and sheep. In order to participate in the auction, exhibitors had to be between the ages of 8 and 18. 10% of proceeds from each animal went to the fair as a donation for hosting the sale, and the remaining funds were awarded to the exhibitors. Pigs were the first category on the sale bill, with a total of 29 in the auction. Prices ranged from $1.80 to $4.80 per pound, and I had a chance to visit with one of the exhibitors who happened to be from Gillespie, and that was Nick Spencer. Nick, so you had a hog in the auction tonight. You've showed at the county fair. So tell us how things have been going so far at Macoupin County.
Well, Wednesday we had the open show, the open and the 4-H shows at 8 o'clock. 4-H show, I did pretty good. I got reserve grand champion Gilt and a few first place with my Barrows, and then second place in showmanship. And then open show came around, and I had my niece Lily help me show and everything, and that was fun for her and fun for me too because I got to teach her and everything. And I got a few second places and thirds and one first, and it was a good experience and stuff.
Good. Well, congratulations. It sounds like you had a good day at the fair on Wednesday for the swine show. As far as the rest of this week goes, I know there is an FFA show going to be on Saturday that you're participating in. So tell us a little bit about that and what takes place.
Well, the FFA show, it's basically like any other show that happens at the county fair, but it brings in all the FFA kids that wouldn't normally get to show at a regular county fair. You can show sheep, goats, cows, pigs, anything like that, and just whatever FFA chapter you're in or anything, you can come out and show it, and you can help raise money and all that stuff, and it's a pretty good time for an FFA show.
And have you competed in those before? I know this is the first year it's being held in Carlinville, but have you competed in that at a different fair in Section 15?
Yes, I competed in one at the Montgomery County Fair 2 years ago and last year also, and I did pretty good in those. You win money, and I forget what you get, but you get to raise money for everything, and it's a good time showing, so that's about it.
What does the rest of the summer look like for you? We're in July. There's some other county fairs that are coming up pretty soon. Going to be traveling to any of those, or do you stay pretty close to home?
My big thing I'm pushing for this year is the state fair. I got a pretty good boar at home that I'm pretty proud about. He's going to come and show at the FFA show on Saturday, so looking forward to that.
All right, sounds good. That's one thing I didn't ask is for you to tell me about what pig you are showing. So what pig did you show on Wednesday? And tell us a little bit about the one you're showing Saturday, what breed and all the stuff that you do that goes into showing.
Well, Wednesday I showed, I have 8 pigs. I have 4 crossbred pigs, 2 gilts, 2 barrows, and the same with Duroc's, 2 barrows and 2 gilts. And so I got reserve grand champion gilt with my Duroc. I didn't win a whole lot with my crossbreds. They were born on Valentine's Day, so they were kind of late bloomers and stuff. And but my Duroc's, they did pretty good. My my hog got reserve grand champion barrow as well. I forgot to mention that in the 4-H show, and got third place in the champion barrow drive, so that was pretty good. This Saturday I have a Duroc boar at home that I'm gonna bring up and show, and I've been walking him for the past 2 months or so, and he's been out looking really good and everything, and I'm hoping to do pretty good with him on Saturday.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like you've got the right attitude, and we wish you the best of luck. Nick, I know you're a senior this year, or will be, at Gillespie, so starting in August. So is this going to be your last summer showing, or will you still get a chance to do it next year as well?
I'll get a chance to do it next year and stuff. It'll be kind of bittersweet, though. I mean, I enjoy showing so much. I mean, I've done it ever since I was about 6. My brother brought me in the ring one time and let me show for the open show, and it was a fun time, and I've always had like a passion for it, so it's going to be bittersweet next year it's my last time showing. So,
well, I think a lot of other kids that are in the show ring with you can relate to that, so it's great to hear that it's been a good experience. And Nick, I guess I probably haven't asked you this before. You mentioned you have a brother that showed, so how did you get into the show ring? You know, who taught you, and how did you learn how to do all this stuff?
Well, my dad and my grandpa, they've always been really involved in hogs whenever they were my age going on up. Their parents and their grandparents and everything, they used to sell hogs all over the nation. They even used to sell hogs to, like, Taiwan and Japan and everything. They had a huge operation of hogs, Duroc hogs. But, yeah, like, what got me started and stuff, my dad and my brother sat me down one day and showed me all the pictures of, like, how Ryan used to show and everything. They had videos and everything. And my brother brought me in the show ring one time whenever I was about 6 or 7 or so and let me show. And it was, I thought it was the coolest thing ever, watching the pigs just walk around and everything. And my brother actually got first place that year, and he gave me the first place ribbon, and I hung it up in my room. I'm pretty sure I slept with it for 3 nights in a row. But it was that was a fun experience. That's what really got me started.
Nick Spencer of Gillespie. Steers were next on the sale bill. A total of 4 were in the auction. Prices ranged from $1.60 to $1.70 per pound. And I had a chance to visit with local beef exhibitor Rex Reel. So Rex, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where do you live? How old are you? And how long have you been showing?
I live in Carmel, Illinois. I'm 11 years old, and I've been showing for 2 years.
All right. Well, looks like you had a pretty good sell on your steer tonight in the livestock auction. I understand that you're going to be showing in the county show still. So tell us a little bit about your steer, maybe what breed, how big it is, and some of the stuff you have to do to take care of it.
My steer's a crossbred. He's 1,300 pounds, and we got to feed him, wash him, walk them out to water, and yeah.
So it's a lot of work, it sounds like, to get ready for shows and to take care of that big animal.
Yeah.
So how did you learn how to show? Who taught you or what made you interested in it?
Well, I always came and watched them other people show, and my Aunt Kara, she used to show when she was a kid, and she helped me out when I was...
So do you have other cattle besides the one that you show, or do you just have the animals to show?
I also have a heifer to show tomorrow.
All right, and do you plan on showing as you get older and go to high school and stuff? Would you like to do this for a while?
Yeah.
Rex Reel of Carlinville. Sheep ended the auction with a total of 7 up for bidding. Prices range from $3.25 to $8.75 per pound. And I visited with local sheep exhibitor McKenna Dugan.
I am 10 years old, and I live in Carmel, Illinois, and I've been showing for like 3 years, I think.
So who taught you how to show, or what made you say, hey, I want to try this out, and I think I should try showing sheep?
My grandpa.
Awesome. So I just said you had a sheep in the auction tonight, so tell us about your sheep, maybe the breed, and what you have to do to take care of it.
He's a Hamp Weather, and I have to feed it and water it and walk him and all that.
So walking, you practice a lot before you come to to show him and come to county fairs. How often do you practice?
Almost every week, probably.
And do you have other fairs that you're going to go to after Macoupin County and Carlinville, or what do you think?
I don't think so.
How many sheep do you have? Do you just have the one, or do you have more at your grandpa's?
I have more at my grandpa's.
Can you guess the number? A lot?
Yeah.
You have a lot? Okay. So you've been showing sheep for 3 years. Do you think you're going to continue doing this? Would you like to keep showing as you get older?
I think I'll keep showing and all that.
Any interest in showing other animals, or do you think you'll stick with the sheep?
I think I'll stick with the sheep.
McKenna Dugan of Carlinville. And that's all we have time for this morning on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.